Bringing hope to many around the globe. Transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobill. And now, today's word.
So some of us may be in a bad state in our life. Maybe because we did something very terrible and we're going through terrible things. And you think, oh, maybe God doesn't love me again. God's goodness never fails. Even in Babylon, he loves you. In captivity, he loves you. Even when you are fighting him, he loves you and he's good towards you. God is good towards us. He has good plans for us and he does good things for us. You have to constantly remember, God has good plans for you. God has good plans for me. And God is doing good things for me. No matter where you are in your life, remember this always. God has good plans for you. Even when you have bad plans for yourself, God has good plans for you. Because God is good through and through at all times and in all situations. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." You see that phrase again. "For his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." What are the redeemed supposed to say? "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endure forever." So the Bible is talking to the redeemed. Who are the redeemed? The redeemed are those who have been delivered or redeemed or set free from the kingdom of darkness and being born again into the kingdom of light. Sometimes we call them believers. Other times we call them children of God. Sometimes we call them purely Christians or saints of God. The redeemed are those who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And the passage says the redeemed must say something. They must say that God is good. But before they say God is good, they must believe that God is good. The redeemed must believe that God is good. You must believe it. God is good. God is good. God is good. You must believe it. And then after you have believed it, you must declare it that God is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Why? The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. God is good. So when you're going through pain and you're going through difficulty, the words that come out of your mouth would be, God is good. When you are down and you don't know what to do, you just say, God is good. You lost all your money right now. God is good. Thieves broke into your house, stole your precious goods. God is good. Let the redeemed constantly say, God is good. That was Job's attitude. When he lost everything, he still says, God is good. I don't understand it all, but God is good. I don't know why I've lost everything, but God is good. The goodness of the Lord must never be doubted. We must never doubt it. And it is when we believe he's good and we declare he's good that we experience the goodness. So the redeemed of the Lord must believe God is good. And they must declare that God is good. You have to make it a practice in your life to constantly affirm God is good. You have to. Because no matter what comes against you, the redeemed might say, God is good. 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 I don't have all the answers, but God is good. I don't know how things are going to turn out, but God is good. I don't understand what is happening right now, but God is good. It's been a tough year, but God is good. That is our declaration. The redeemed of the Lord must say so. We must declare that. And why must we declare that? Not only is God good, but if you come to the New Testament, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know. Everybody say, I know. Somebody say, I know. What do you know? And we know. Somebody say, I know. Say, I know. I know that I know that I know that I know that I know. I know without any shadow of doubt. And we know. 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 What do we know? And we know that all things work together for good. For good. For good. To those who love God. To those who are called according to his purpose. We know. Not some things. All things. Now think about it. All things. All things. All things. All things. Including the bad things. Including people's jealousy and envy, including people's hatred, including people's cruelty, all things. We know that all things, he didn't say all things are good, all things work together, work together. For good to those who are called as according to his prayer. What does it tell us? That God uses all kinds of things to work out his good purpose in our lives. God is unlimited in what he can use to make us experience his goodness. We have limitations on the things we can use or influence, but God is not limited. He can use the affairs of men. He can use governments. He can use powerful people. He can use little people. He can use the elements. He can use the sun. He can use the moon. He can use the stars. He can use rivers. He can use the sea. He can use stones. He can use sand. He can use all things. All things. Working together. All things working together. God makes things that you think don't fit, fit. He picks from there and picks from there and picks from there and mixes it up and produces good. It's like a typical Ghanaian cook who uses stinky fish, stinky meat, stinky bush meat, hot pepper, slimy okra, each one of them in their own right undesirable. But the Ghanaian cook can make all things, all things. Stinky fish work together for your good. Dead grass cutter work together for your good. Slimy okra, hot pepper. If the Ghanaian cook can make all things work together in your fufu bowl, then what about the creator of the universe? He can use people's stinky attitudes stinky attitude, hot pepper, harsh realities of life. He can use things that really make you feel just like nothing. And he puts it all together. And what comes out of it is better than ebunebunu. It's better than okra soup. It's better because God makes all things. He doesn't leave anything behind. All things work together for your good. The house you were born in, your father who gave birth to you, your mother who gave birth to you, your neighborhood, the school you went to, that school prefect that didn't like you. God is making all things. Your experience, bad experiences, negative experiences, painful experiences, he puts them all together. And by the time he's finished, it is working for your good. And that is why the Bible says, we know. I want you to know that we know that all things are working together for your good. God uses all things. God's purposes overrule all other schemes and devices. God is able to work our present sufferings to our good. He overrules all the schemes of men. And Joseph understood that. Joseph understood that. You know the story of Joseph. Started well. Coat of many colors. Brothers jealous. Caught him. Sold him into slavery. Deceived his father that he was dead. A wild animal had killed him. Went to Potiphar's house. Blackmailed. Went to prison house. Forgotten. How can these things work together for good? Then he comes up. He becomes prime minister. Then his brothers who sold him come to Egypt looking for corn. There they see Joseph. What a scare it will be when your enemy who tried to destroy you sees you in power. And at that time you can do them bad. Joseph's brothers, for all their lives, were scared. Because they felt, as a natural human being, this guy is going to pay us back sometime. And the reason why he's not paying us back is because our father is still alive. So their father died. They said, whoa, the protection is gone. Now all the bad that Joseph has been incubating will come. So they went to Joseph and told a lie. These brothers were liars. They lie from beginning, they are still lying. They said, Joseph, by the way, our father before he died gave us a last wish that you should not mistreat us. What kind of brothers are they? You lied and sold him into slavery. Now you are lying again. And so they say, you know, our father says you shouldn't mistreat us, you should treat us well. Before he dies, his last wish. Joseph understood it, and this is what he said in Genesis chapter 50, verse 19. Joseph said to them, 19 and 20, Genesis 50, 19 and 20. Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. Are you getting it? Joseph is saying, you had a meaning, you meant it for evil, but God also meant it for good. In other words, actually, what you did was God at work. God was at work. He was using the jealousy and envy of the brothers to remove him from the family to another place so that he would prepare for their safety and security. You meant it for evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. What people mean and what God means. Somebody says to you, you will see. And God says, you will see. But they are, you will see. It's not God's, you will see. They mean you will see bad things. And God says, you will see my glory. You will see my power. You will see my goodness. You will see my favor. They declared it for one purpose, but God is using it to work out another purpose. Listen, never be afraid of man's hatred. Never be afraid of man's cruelty. Never be disturbed by those who hate you, because God is working out all things for the good of those who are called according to his purpose. And that is why the scripture says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So the next time you hear somebody say, hey, have you heard? They're applying. No. They're applying. They say you, they will finish you. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, God is good. Have you heard? Hey, this thing is no good. The plans they have is no good. Have you heard? God is good. Oh, the letter just went and it's coming. It's being forwarded. It's coming to you. God is good. They got the big man on their side. God is good. That is the confession of the redeemed. In all circumstances, under all conditions, we declare God is good and his mercies endure forever. They mean it for one thing, but God has another meaning for the same thing. And what was meant for evil, God will use it for good. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.
Joy 99.7.